Unforgotten workout, you know, and unforgotten workout. I've been to plenty of classes, I've been plenty of places, and I just had to remind myself about the unforgotten workouts, okay? The unforgotten workouts. Well, let me take you to one. I was in training over here at one of our training locations, and I said, you know what? I have to get up and I have to go run, but I want to enjoy the process. I just don't want to do, okay, I just don't want to make it stale. I don't want to make it robotic. And actually, Bruce Lee was talking about this. He said, if you're too natural, you know, you don't want to be too natural, and then you don't also want to be too robotic. You know what I'm saying? Because he said both of those to the extreme, you know what I'm saying, will give you something that will disconnect you to your dream. So, guys, you got to have some rules. This in the martial arts we call the tenets, but we're going to talk about that some other time. But let's get back to the meat of the message, okay? The unforgotten workout. So I took a basketball, and I proceeded to do my jogging, which I had to go around the park, but I decided to use a basketball because when we're talking about the unforgotten workout, one of my first loves was basketball. So I said, you know what? Even though I'm training for martial arts, I can't forget my first love. And if I just pick up a basketball and start, and listen, as long as I'm getting that heart strong, I can enjoy the process. You can enjoy the process. And if you enjoy the process, whether it's working out or learning something, this is how it also affects. Listen, you get more out of it, more benefits. Once again, the unforgotten workout. The unforgotten workout. It's probably some things that you haven't did in a while. And once you start doing it, what's going to happen? That's right. This is going to spark up some of those brain cells. This is going to spark up some of those memories, okay? And studies have shown when you do something old, you know what I'm saying? It's better to use it versus lose it. And then also studies have shown when you do new stuff, all right, that connects with you already doing, it's just going to help you more better. So this is what I'm talking about today with the unforgotten workout. So today I'm going to give you some exercises that some people don't do no more, okay? And it's kind of like an unforgotten workout. So let's get ready to go. DJ, spark it up. Okay, guys, so one of the movements that you're going to do today, and you're going to do it for 20 seconds, all right, and then you're going to go into the next one. The first one is what we call aerobics. I want you to put on a track like this, and I want you to move that body. So you can do old school aerobics. That means going to the right, going to the left like the cha-cha slide. Or you could just do a dance that you haven't did in a while. Let's go. 20 seconds. Let it flow. Okay, guys. The next exercise that I don't see a lot of people doing anymore is also... Hold on, music issues. Okay, the other exercise that I don't see too many people doing anymore is this grounding exercise where you just go to do your, if you're doing internal workouts in medical qigong, and taking off your shoes and actually doing it on the ground. These are called grounding exercises. Okay, so you can add that to your workout once again for 20 seconds, or you could do it for 30. All right, let's get ready to go to the third exercise. The third exercise, once again, is playing that sport that you haven't played in a long time. Some people haven't played basketball in a while, like I was talking about basketball earlier. Some people used to do another sport, like maybe playing handball. Find a sport that you haven't played for a while, that you used to be good at, or that you just enjoy. And make sure you add that to the workout. You know how many seconds to do it? You don't have to play 4 hours like you used to back in the days. But if you can get half an hour, 20 minutes, you're good to go. Let's get ready for that fourth exercise. Okay, guys, so the last one that you're going to do is power walking. That's right. Power walking is the last exercise that I want you to implement because with so many different things coming and going, sometimes people forget that all you got to do is keep the body flowing with a simple walk or power walk.
excellent benefits for the body. You can go traveling to, let's say, your workspace, or you can travel to do something else. You can travel in your building. You know what I'm saying? Wherever you at, whoever you are, make sure you keep on walking. Make sure you keep on burning those calories. And listen, have a blessed day. Hit me up if you need anything, all right? And I also will send you these workouts if you need it via email with the images or with the video. You know I got to get ready to flow, so take care of yourself. Don't forget to pray and keep on pushing. Once again, the acronym PUSH stands for pray until something happens. Don't beg for it. Just make sure you decree and you declare that you already got it. Peace and love, y'all.